You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up later this hour, we have our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Later in the program, we'll check in with Sam Fortier, who's now a columnist for the Washington Post. He used to be on the beat for the Commanders. Gavin Dawson's going to join us at 9:20. We'll get the Cowboys' perspective. We talked to Zabe for kind of the Packers' perspective. And then Bill Roth to talk some Virginia Tech. But right now,
got a lot going on.
We hit the skins.
All right, boys. Obviously, the big news, even though it doesn't sort of directly affect the skins, the Micah Parsons trade to the Green Bay Packers kind of sending shockwaves through Commanders Nation cakes. Mm-hmm. If you want to chime in and be happy to take your calls, you know, kind of this segment or throughout the show, 800-636-1067. I know I was kind of stunned. I always assumed all along, I don't know if you boys felt the same way, that Jerry would just ultimately do what he always does and just pay the kid. And that just didn't happen.
I thought he would pay him too.
Or worst comes to worst, Parsons just plays out his fifth year and bitches about it. And either they get something done during the season or...
Franchise
him at the end of the year. But it's rare that you trade him 5-6 days before the season.
I think when he laid down on that table or whatever, that was kind of like, that was like,
well, I think the tipping point. I think the beginning of the end was the trying to get the deal done without the agent.
Oh, sure.
That really set things, you know, like
agent
bad
was pissed
between the two parties.
Sure, but I would think that would be overcomable if Jerry would then negotiate in good faith,
right,
with the agent. But I thought when he laid down on that table and just showed just no regard mm-hmm. for the game, what's going on, even though it was brief, he was eating on the sideline, right? I mean, just the guy was just being
delicious tray of nachos. And then he laid down on the training table,
just being as untenable as he could be.
Couldn't have cared less.
But of course we had Steve Zabin on, and Zabin likes it, but I think he's cautious. He's being cautious about it, knowing what they gave up. The two first-round picks, not nothing. But still, they're definitely better defensively, and I think it goes without saying that Dallas has taken a big step backwards, unloading their best player. We'll see how much Kenny Clark helps them. Who knows?
Now, the math, it said that if they did pay Parsons, CD, and Dak would have been about 50% of their cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 50%
something
of
had
your
to
cap
give, I guess,
with three players, that's a big number.
Yeah.
I get it. It's just hard to let a guy go that's that good at his position.
Yeah.
And that good at rushing the pass.
It does obviously have an impact. You know, I thought he was by far the most impactful defensive player, you know, currently in the league that I watch kind of regularly. I know others have other people maybe a Bosa at times, maybe a TJ Watt. I don't know. I don't know who you want to put in that mix. Sure. But we're not going to play him twice a year anymore, thank God. But we do play him in week two, Cakes.
Yep.
Will Micah Parsons be at full speed, full go, locked in week two against the Skins, or will he be on some sort of pitch count?
Well, hopefully for Commanders fans, he'll be on a pitch count. But I would guess by week two, I would think he would have a full grasp of the Packers defense and that he'll be up to speed.
He'll be
I'm
going to
say he's going to get the full Micah Parsons experience in week two.
Yeah. Well.
He'll be as up to speed as Terry will be.
Well, the difference is it's a new team, and I don't, you know, I don't know. Has he been working out on the side as much as Terry has been? I have no idea. I probably assume he has been, but I just don't know. No.
I just put it up as our Surfside poll of the day. Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can, only 100 calories. Zero carbonation, that means easy sipping. You can find Surfsides at your local bars and in convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Which side won the deal? Packers or Cowboys?
So just in regard to the Commanders more directly, there's some news out there that I guess they're going to be interviewing or bring him in. Kendrick Bourne, who I guess played his first 4 years in San Francisco and his last few has been with New England. So I'm sure Peters knows him from his 49er days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you look at Kendrick's numbers, they're not eye-popping or anything. But he is a veteran that could help the unit for sure. His last couple years haven't been super productive. He had 37 catches in 23 for 4 touchdowns. Last year, he had 28 catches for 1 touchdown. But over his career, he's got close to 300 catches, 22 touchdowns. You know, obviously a capable veteran that
it's
they're going
like
to kick the tires on.
Fourth or fifth wideout in a room.
Yeah.
You know, I guess they just feel like maybe he's better than the current fourth or fifth wideout
in
the Commanders room.
Especially when you got a guy like Noah Brown who can be in and out.
Right.
You just have no idea.
Right.
They currently only have 5 on their active roster, although I believe they have 3 on the practice squad right now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. Now, one receiver that I'm interested in, obviously I said it right away, is Hunter Renfrow. And apparently Dave Canales may still be interested in him. It's interesting. He did have comments on why he didn't make the 53. And he said, essentially, that he saw some peaks, but then he saw maybe some valleys where he wasn't quite as consistent. And he just wanted to make sure that he knows right now he might not be right for the team, but there's some opportunities there. He kind of is leaving it insinuated that he wanted maybe to stuff him on the practice squad. I'm not sure. That's kind of the feeling I'm getting reading between the lines. But Renfrow said he wanted to talk to his family and maybe see what other options are out there. There is a report that NBC has, I think, that there are multiple teams interested in Renfrow.
Okay, so maybe he has a chance to actually make a 53 instead of the practice squad with another team.
Right, or a practice squad with a better
but
team.
But if I'm in the Panthers, I probably have interest in him because we just traded Adam Thielen back to the Vikings. So that dings your wide receiver depth. So if they can get him back, I'm sure they'd love to stash him on the practice squad.
Tom Pelissero of NFL Media is the one that's saying that he's weighing his options and that he has interest from multiple teams on the open market, although I don't see Washington as a name that's being thrown out there. So
once you get Bourne, I don't think you would turn to Renfrow.
I'd rather have Renfrow than Bourne.
Not if he's broken down. The way that I read the Canales comments was he's not that great anymore.
Well, I read it. He said he had some peaks, and then it wasn't as consistent. So maybe he's just not fully healthy yet. Because remember, it wasn't a physical thing in terms of like a knee or anything like that. You know, he had that sickness, the colitis, and lost a bunch of weight.
And Bourne, it had a knee. He had an ACL tear.
Right.
So it seems like it's been a few years since Renfrow was producing.
He has, but so was for Zach Ertz. I mean, guys can rediscover, especially he's only 29.
And has been for Bourne, too, because he tore his ACL in 23. Either one, you're kind of getting a beaten down veteran
you're
receiver.
Getting a distressed asset, either way.
Valdez, do you have the Quinn comments? So yesterday, Quinn was asked about the run defense, how it looked during the preseason, et cetera.
Here when you go. Take a look at the preseason and you all's performance, run defense performance, what were your takeaways there and how did that mirror to what you all, where you all landed on the roster?
Sure. I would say our tackling got better as we went, Candy. So first game, I didn't like it at all. Second game got better. As we got to Baltimore, I liked it better. As far as the run defense goes, if I just counted the preseason games, it'd be incomplete. So in totality, I like where we've added guys into the mix. Eddie, JK, Wise, like these are some big, strong guys inside. So I'm pleased with the trajectory there. So it was a combination of adding some personnel, and then I would say like the technique feels better going into it. It'll always be something I see us working on, but our tackling, that's to me the top of the pile. And we're not where I think we need to be and will be. I feel that way every year at this time because it's the thing we don't do full on. And so tackling feels like it gets better defensively kind of as the season grows, and you got to stay on the skill for that. But I'm much more pleased than I am a year ago sitting here at this time, that's for sure.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Right? That's good. I mean, the run defense obviously is what really plagued this team last year, and he sounds like he knew it.
He had to know it.
He knew it going in. So, I don't know. I think that's what we're all going to be watching. You know, stopping the run, tackling, forcing punts. If they're able to do that, we should be okay. If we can't,
then could be a long season.
Not letting teams convert on third downs all the time. People. That's an issue.
I mean, it just puts pressure on the offense to score pretty much every time you get the ball.
Right. So, you know, there's a former skin who was released last week or earlier in the week, and somebody from the Bleacher Report called him the biggest loser, the NFL's biggest loser after his release. Do you know who that is, Cakes?
I don't.
Is it Cleveland Farrell?
No.
Biggest loser in terms of what?
Taylor Heinicke?
No. Jamin Davis.
You're such a loser.
Jamin Davis.
That's your guy, EB.
He wasn't necessarily my guy, but remember,
that was Ron's guy.
I said that that Ron envisioned him as using him like a poor man's Micah Parsons, and that's what I envisioned.
I know. You thought Quinn was going to unlock him.
And they were going to unlock him, and they tried. They just released him, and then I think he's been on one or two teams. Then he had a good preseason debut, or the second game, I think it was, for the Jets, right? But they ultimately did release him. So...
one of Ron's many whiffs. If you look at those four
so many whiffs.
First round draft picks, just brutal. I mean, Chase Young wins rookie of the year, but Jamin Davis, Jahan Dotson, and Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the legacy of his first round picks.
Yeah, not good.
That Knox wrote, Davis flashed in the preseason, got some reps with the starters during training camp. However, he'll now be looking for work again. Could be running out of NFL opportunities. He's never developed into a reliable full-time player, and he spent time with three different franchises last season before getting claimed by New York. Davis looked to be an intriguing reclamation project for Aaron Glenn, but now may struggle to get back on an active roster.
Hey, but he did drive 114 on the Loudoun County Parkway.
Yep, he did.
Oh, Jamin Davis?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
114.
I mean, I've been on the Loudoun County Parkway a billion times. I don't know how he got to 114.
How you get up to that speed. No. Yeah, it's crazy.
It is amazing when you look at the first-round picks from 2019 that are no longer with this team. You have Jamin, of course. You have Chase Young from 2020. Montez Sweat from 2019. You have Dwayne Haskins, who was drafted in 2019. Man.
Manny Forbes.
What a disaster, Cakes. Did I mention Dotson? Yeah, Jahan Dotson, Jamin, and of course Manny Forbes.
I mean, just think about what that does to the roster when your first round picks.
Well, just in the Dotson.
Don't pan
in
out.
In the Dotson year alone, remember, they held the 11th pick. Mm-hmm. They traded down, got Dotson, and they bypassed Kyle Hamilton, who just signed a big fat extension with the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
Who went in between those two picks. I mean, these actions have consequences. You're seeing it play out.
Yeah, well,
they did a horrible job.
And that's why you have the league's oldest roster.
Right.
Because you can't just supplement it all overnight.
Because Adam Peters, he has to Band-Aid it with veterans until his draft classes hopefully perform
right.
and are able to fill in these spots.
Right. Remember, I mentioned to you yesterday some of the number changes. You know, guys like Kinlaw, he went from 52 to, what is he wearing now?
99.
99, that seems like a more appropriate number for him.
Kroski Merritt with a downgrade.
He went to 22, right?
He went from 32 to 22.
Why did he do that? Maybe that's a number he'd worn before.
Maybe he's an Emmitt Smith guy from back in the day. I don't know.
But there is a little bit of info and intel on Marcus Mariota. Apparently, he told Scott Abraham that, you know, getting back to the number 8 jersey was really important to him and very meaningful, but he didn't know how to handle it, especially with B-Rob and his contributions to the franchise, he said.
Yeah.
They just left it hanging in his locker. Well, it was a surprise.
That's a nice touch. I like that.
So they just knew that, I guess, he had worn 8, what did he say, something like 8 of his 10 years in the league.
That's pretty cool of them to do that.
Yeah, so he didn't even have to ask for it.
Right. They just gifted it to him.
They gifted it to him.
You know, you're talking about guys who were here in Washington who left. Now, we still have his jersey here in the studio, but I just saw Jonathan Allen this week listed his home up for sale.
Oh, did he?
$4.25 million if you want a 2-acre lot with a 9,500 square foot home.
Yeah, Jason, you want to move up? Mm.
It includes
a saltwater pool, outdoor deck with a fire pit.
Do they have all the pictures and everything?
A theater, a full bar, game room.
If it's on
Zillow,
they
invited us out there to a pool party. We were going to broadcast.
Yeah, it's a huge house.
Just never did it.
10,000 square feet.
Wait. What was
Cooley's? The house.
Was Cooley's 8,000 square feet?
No, I think
it was even bigger.
I think it was bigger than
Cooley's
that.
Cooley's was maybe 14,000.
Cooley's was so big.
Cooley's
that
was outrageous.
House.
So where is this one?
Great Falls.
That's in Great Falls also?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have broadcast from there. We botched it.
Missed our opportunity.
We did. But yeah, if you got a cool full millie, you might be able to bid on it. You're big like that, Jason. You got long money like that. Why don't you go over there? Move into John's house.
I can't imagine what that mortgage would be.
Get nice and house poor.
Especially with the interest rates the way
they are. How much are you paying to mow that lawn? It's a big lawn.
Yeah.
Well, you're paying a professional.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm saying how much are you paying?
We can find out.
You're paying probably $100 a week at least.
We know people who know John.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Find out what he was paying.
I don't really care that much. Probably, what do you think that is? Couple hundred a week?
I said $100 a week. I don't know. You get a riding mower?
Nah, it's got to be a couple hundred. Even though they can probably knock it out pretty quickly.
You're not pushing a self-propelled.
No, it's a riding mower back and forth.
Well, it's just one of those big, they used to call them a button, that big green thing, and they stand on it. You know, and that thing
standing
goes,
mower?
Yeah. The thing goes pretty fast. I'm sure they'll take care of it. But there you go. That's it. We still got a week to go. This is our last weekend, right, without NFL football.
Mm-hmm. Next week it's on.
This time next week we'll be breaking down the results of Eagles Cowboys.
Right.
Again, in a week.
And then we have to figure out what our survivor pick's going to be.
That is looming. Is everybody paid? I paid.
Kind of like the
Eagles. You pay cakes. You're always.
I paid.
Okay,
I paid.
So everybody's paid.
We are.
We've been made whole.
Nice. Remember, you can vote who won the deal between the Packers and Cowboys at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
On Drab, he's moving product. I ran into this guy on Friday, and he is follically challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and saw our guy, Dr. Burka.
Very good. We'll see. Excellent.
Nice.
Drab's starting to wear the hat a lot less. Starting to feel more confident.
Let me see. He's been that way from the whole time, right?
Nah, I mean, he's mostly
like
been
since
a hat
he's had
guy.
The procedure, right? I don't
he
know.
Still wears his hat a lot. A lot less.
It's coming in great. I just hit the 3-month mark, and that's when it all starts to come roaring back between 3 and 6 months.
Oh, this is the prime time.
I'll get at least half of it back right now.
Really? Excellent.
This is prime time for if you want to get a hair transplant. Summer's over. You're gonna see weather's getting cooler. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be wearing hats a lot more.
Yeah.
This is when the business gets done right now.
So are you gonna actually, in theory, have big like if you don't. If you don't cut them, you can have big, long, pull like comb over hair up there. Like it could be really long.
It's look like it's getting longer.
Like I know it'll get you know an inch or two, but I mean, would it, in theory, would be... grow as long as any other hair?
Oh, of course, yeah. Man, the density is what you're working on.
Yeah,
that's why you're moving them from the back to the front. It has nothing to do with how long the hair gets.
Now the back of your head doesn't hurt anymore, right? All that stuff's gone.
No, nothing hurts.
Yeah.
Feels great. It's all coming in. Sent a picture to my sister yesterday. She was blown away.
She was?
Yeah. She couldn't believe that was my head.
Are you going to recruit any of your brothers over to Dr. Burka? Any of the other Cahill clan?
They're all bald. They all need to get on a plane.
Are they jealous?
They're in Nubsville.
You're surpassing them.
They can come on over.
They can.
I don't want to take shine from Dr. Burka, but I have to text my dentist because I have a
shocker.
I have a cracked molar that I've had for a long time, and I had a crown or whatever. It broke off, and he said just get it extracted whenever. And so I've just delayed it.
Yeah.
Oh, it started bothering me like the last few days.
Tooth pain.
I was doing my little water pick, and I noticed it was getting bloody back there, so I think it might be a little infected, which is annoying.
Who gets more work, EB's dentist or Diddy's lawyer?
It's probably a photo
finish.
Get
a lot of work. But I gotta. So I'm texting him today. I gotta find a guy that can extract my tooth probably today, which I hate because it's such an archaic thing. I can't believe in 2025 they climb on top of you with like a wrench and just pull your tooth out. It's
how many have you had extracted?
Just one, but it was so.
Was that the one where you had the hole?
I don't know. I just had.
Remember, like 6 months ago, you're upset because you had a hole in your tooth, or you had a hole in your mouth.
I don't know. I don't know. But
it's hard to keep up with.
It's hard to. I mean, I had crowns that come off and stuff. But this one, he said, just get it. Just you take your time, do it whenever. And so I obviously was in no rush to do it. But now it's irritating me. I had to take Advil this morning, so I've got to text in to find out who's good at that. But it literally is. I can't believe what an archaic process
it's
it is.
Kind of barbaric, actually.
It's a barbaric thing. Yeah. They climb on top of you with a wrench. I remember when they did my last one. I've only had one ever extracted before. They had ladies in there just like holding my hand. Mm-hmm. They're like holding my hand while he's in there. And you hear all what the worst part is they numb you. It's fine. A little annoying, but it's fine. It's hearing the tooth crack as they yank it and pull it out. It's a very unnerving thing. Now, he told me, because this tooth is dead as a doornail, that this is not going to be a hard one.
Right.
But it'll probably slide right out.
But,
But.
When are you going to do that?
I don't know, man. I had to take Advil this morning. This freaking tooth was bothering me.
How many did you take?
Three.
Three solid?
I think three.
That would suck if you're taking painkillers just, every day.
Yeah, because tooth pain is not a good thing, and I get that occasionally.
No, it sucks.
Something crops up, and I'll get tooth pain. So anyway, I got a text in.
By the way, my son did respond about the Advil usage. I'm trying to find it. I have to scroll back through.
Is it safe to do? And he'll probably
let me find out.
He's gonna toe the company line.
Dr. Allville.
He's not gonna
Allville.
He's not gonna. Dr. Kurt is not gonna be. Gonna be a rebel.
It's a lot of fantasy football stuff to scroll through here before I get to that advice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantasy. That's right.
Yeah.
Gotta go to my box scores.
Stuff about Tet McMillan, Devon Achane.
By the way, I also have to thank our guy at Wolf Trap, Bernie.
Bernie's awesome.
Bernie's going to text me today some tickets because my son wants to take his girl to go see John Legend next week.
Probably a good concert to take your girl to.
I guess.
She'll swoon over John Legend.
So here's the here's my back and forth with my son.
With Dr. Kurt?
Yes. I sent, how many Advil can I take at a time without dying? Just to show
Dying.
Yeah, just to show hypothetical. He said, if you took like 30, your body would be very unhappy. Kidney toxicity and a bad stomach issue. And I said, but like 4 or 5 at a time, not really going to impact you? He said, not great over the long term. Could hurt your kidneys or give you a stomach ulcer.
Right.
Worse too, if you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
This is his response.
Right, right. Well, remember, we had
Mary
calling and said she was taking like 5 or 6 a day, and it tore a hole in her stomach.
Yeah.
I think that's what it does, right? It'll tear a hole. Yeah, not good.
So the U.S. Open is going on. We've talked a little bit about some of the incidents at the U.S. Open, and we once went to the U.S. Open, and I saw this name today, and it harkened me back to the people gawking Anna Kournikova when she was hitting
on
the practice court.
I was one of them trying
like she was on a practice court and people were peering through. Yeah.
How old is Kournikova now?
She's 44 and she just announced she's still been with Enrique Iglesias all these years. They just announced that she's having her fourth child at 44.
I know. It's crazy. Good for them.
Yeah.
Still looks good.
Yeah, I saw it. They said she had some recent health crisis. What was it? She had something.
Don't know. Haven't heard that name in
years. She was recently photographed, they said, like for the first time in months since her little health crisis, whatever that might have been. Couldn't have been that awful. And then she just announced that she's going to have her fourth child with him. So
during our radio careers, which spans almost 30 years at this point, how many of these Kournikova, like, athlete phenoms that were, very good looking have popped up? There's been Kournikova.
Mm-hmm.
I would throw in Jenny Finch, who was a softball player.
Yeah.
I wouldn't throw her in.
I'd throw in Lindsey Vonn.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely Lindsey.
You mean just like hot athlete chicks?
Yeah, that have like really kind of burst on the scene. I think Jenny Finch was super hot.
She's not on my radar.
Well, of course she's not on her radar now, but
I don't think she was on my radar when she was in her peak.
Oh, Gabby Reese. That's a long time ago.
That's a real long time ago.
You know, Jason loved her because she's tall.
Is she still married to the surfer dude, Laird Hamilton?
I think so. I think.
They're still together?
I think so.
That's a crazy dude right there.
Oh, am I missing anybody?
You're probably missing 50.
Yeah. You're just listing blonde girls.
Yeah, I mean, hot chicks.
I mean, come on.
I mean, how about Gabriella Sabatini?
No, but that really, like, Kournikova popped more than others in terms of, like, popularity.
I mean,
well, Libby Dunn is just as popular.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a newbie, but there's a million. I mean,
said in the last.
Yeah.
But you're saying over the last 30 years?
Yeah.
There's been so many hot athletes.
Well, what would your Mount Rushmore be?
I don't know.
I think Kournikova's up there.
I would probably put her up there.
Kournikova I would put in there for sure.
I'd have to think about it. But, I mean, you listed some good ones.
Who was the...
What about Sophie Cunningham?
A newbie.
Jason,
my girl.
Did you know Sophie
Cunningham... By the way,
Kournikova
had back issues.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Did you know that Sophie Cunningham was a kicker on her high school football team?
I read that, yeah.
Yeah, I saw a video of her.
Somewhere in Missouri.
I did not know that nugget.
Isn't she from Missouri?
I don't know where it was from.
What's her longest field goal?
Remember, Jason had Katie Ledecky on his.
Oh, yeah.
Katie. He was into Courtney Love at one point.
Hey, we can't forget Alex Morgan. She's like the pioneer of
Soccer hot girls. Alex Morgan would definitely, I think, would be in that realm. And certainly there were others.
Natalie Gulbis.
That's who I was going to say. We saw Natalie Gulbis when she was at her peak of her powers.
I don't think she ever popped like as big as some of these others.
No, I mean, it's women's golf.
Like nationally. But Drab's right. Livy Dunn's huge.
Did I tell you I was watching the U.S. senior women the other day?
Oh man, no.
I was watching.
You're real sicko.
I'm not kidding.
Tens of people all across the country watched it.
Of old ladies in their 50s and 60s playing golf for the U.S. senior women's open. And I was totally intrigued.
Is Ray Knight's ex-wife?
Nancy Lopez?
She's got to be like 80.
But Julie Inkster was
playing.
She's
like 61.
She's a grandma.
62?
I was watching for...
Man, you had nothing going on that day.
I was totally enjoying it.
Bored.
Nancy Lopez is only 68.
All right.
Yeah, it's like 80.
I thought she was like literally 80 years old. She's only 13 years old.
What happened to Sorenstam? Did she just fade away?
She was playing in it.
I mean, she was going to play
Tiger. She went to raise her family.
Okay.
Yeah. She played in it. She was like in a top 15 or something.
She plays in that American Century Championships out in Tahoe with all the celebs.
Yeah.
Well, she's not even that old. She's younger than us.
Yeah.
Sorenstam.
Is she?
By a year.
Yeah. I looked
shocker that Nancy Lopez lives in the Villages.
I mean, I was watching all. Hey,
did you see Laura Davies?
No, she wasn't in it. I think she's long gone. But
you know what? The NFL can't get here quick enough for you.
It was this past weekend. Yeah. So like they on ESPN.
Is it on a major network?
It was on ESPN or ESPN2. They were replaying the early
round.
Yeah, the second round of the U.S. senior. No, it was the third round. I was watching the U.S. Senior Women's Open. I watched like 2 hours of it.
I hope they don't jump in the lake like they do. Was it the Dinosaur? They might not get out of the lake.
I mean, some of these ladies, but
it's an old reference.
They were old ladies.
The Dinosaur.
I can't believe I made that reference on the show. You know what?
Someone was Dinosaur.
Shoot me in the head with a shotgun to put me out of my misery.
Who was Dinosaur?
Was she like a talk show host or something?
She was a singer.
The leading driver, because I wanted to look up how far they were hitting their driver, you know, the senior women.
Yeah.
Was like 263, something like that. But they were average. I would say the median average was around 230. They were hitting their drives 230. Not horrible.
Still farther than cakes.
That'd be size to pump it out at 230. I'd take that all day. You kidding? I'll take that right
so
now.
Much Jones.
If you said you could hit every drive right down the middle 230, where do I sign?
There was one lady, I don't know how old she was or whatever, but I looked at her. Maybe she was just hitting irons off the driving holes. I don't know. But her average drive was 190. It was nubs. So she was at the bottom of the leaderboard. For sure. But dude, I was into it.
By the way, speaking of golf, I tried to go play at Norbeck with my son because he's getting into golf.
Oh, you
of
can't
late.
Do it this week.
They aerated the course for 4 days.
You didn't see us on the range? I've been up there on the range with Meg.
I went up to the range with my son a couple days ago.
You probably go in the afternoons or evenings.
It's probably relatively early.
Yeah.
1 or 2 o'clock.
Hey, Dre was trying to Joan on you this morning, saying, he goes, how the EB's golf etiquette has got is so bad. He's bringing out Meg to go just make big divots in the middle of the course. And I tried to tell him it's a short game area.
Yeah, it was a practice hole.
He's lying. Practice hole. I said, I didn't understand how you rented a hole or what. Like, yeah, you're just hitting balls
in the hole. You rented a hole.
Rent a hole. It was a short game area.
Oh, you were like 75 yards out. I don't hang out at golf courses. I didn't know that there was like
a
chipping area.
Spacious, like chipping and putting area.
Really
nice
short game area. Yeah. And she was working on like her 40-yard chip.
Drab, it's right there next to the tennis complex.
Did you see how nice her divot pattern was, too? Shit, I mean, I'm telling you, that kid is picking up the game fast. I know no one cares, but it's just...
You're proud dad.
I mean, I'm super proud of her, but it's just like I'm just kind of stunned watching someone pick up the game that quickly.
Yeah.
I'm just literally stunned. In fact, this is a true story. The teaching pro came up to her. She's had one lesson in her life that he gave her. He came up to her yesterday and asked her if she wanted to work with the juniors. She'd been playing golf for like 3 months.
Yeah. She's a natural.
And then she can't because she's going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, meanwhile, I've been playing a game 40 years and
no one's
ever asked me for nothing.
Yeah. You're dying for somebody to come up to you.
Yeah, you need a wrist transplant just to play.
Whatever happened to that video you sent off to the guy who was supposed to analyze your swing?
He never analyzed
crickets.
It. Believe me, I have an AI thing that will analyze your swing, and I can get a 10.0. I have gotten a few, but I also get 2.5. Like, I also, I could get some terrible. Like, if you're just off a little bit, it throws the whole sequence off, and I can get a terrible rating on my swing. And it ruins my day when the AI thing pummels my swing.
It's kind of a misread by you and D to get her into volleyball. I mean, she's very successful in volleyball, but
you think a miss, you're saying?
A miss, yeah. I mean,
but she didn't
you could have had a prodigy.
She didn't show interest then.
I always knew she'd be good at it because she's smooth.
Yeah.
You know, and I always knew she'd be good at it, but it's a lonely sport. It honestly. After Jeff gave her his first lesson, he shook her hand. He said, you're an advanced player. He said, but welcome to hell. That's literally how he ended it. Hey, welcome to hell.
Hey, what would you do if Megan came to you and D and said, hey, I think I want to become one of those golf influencer chicks. Like,
oh, no,
Paige.
She jokes about that all the time. She jokes about that all the time. But she can't. She's got a job.
Big time
consulting
up.
Thing, career ahead of her if she wants her. But I told her, this is what I told her. I shouldn't tell you guys, but I told her, I said, here's my goal for you. Here's what I think you could do. You're a future ladies club champion.
Sure.
I hope she gets a hole in one before you, too. Drive you nuts.
She totally will. She totally will. 100%. Yeah. She's a natural athlete. It's just a very
well, enjoy it while she's still here,
like
bro.
Your brother.
Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it. I've gotten this extra time because she didn't start her job until October. I've had an amazing summer.
Coming up next, it's our Junkies Weekend Parlay here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Checking out our Junkies poll of the day, which you can vote at Junks Radio. Right now, 83% say the Packers won the trade acquiring Micah Parsons, giving him that big fat contract. Cowboys, of course, land a couple of first-round picks, get a player as well. We're going to talk to Gavin Dawson coming up at 9:25. He hosts the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, so we will get some Cowboys perspective on that. But right now, time for our Junkies Weekend Parlay.
All right, start us off, Mr. John Paul Flame.
All right, biggest game on the board is Texas against Ohio State. In their last four meetings, three times the winner has gone on to play for the national title. You know I'm a Manning mark. This time it's Arch Manning making his third collegiate start. He's played in just 10 games, including those two starts, made a brief appearance against the Buckeyes, had an 8-yard carry in that game. I looked at the ESPN predictor. Even though by the gamblers, Ohio State is the favorite, they're laying about 1.5. The ESPN predictor kind of likes Texas, and so do I. So I'm going to take Texas catching the points against Ohio State.
All right, you're
Ohio
in.
Ohio State hadn't lost a home opener since 1999. A long stretch. All right, I'm still working on one here, so I'm going to pivot to Mike Moore.
So everyone is focused on Ohio State versus Texas, but I'm going to the game of the week under the lights, LSU against Clemson. Give me over 57.5. These teams are carbon copies of each other. They're both the Tigers. They both play in Death Valley. Both have returning QBs. And they both have washed coaches. Brian Kelly can't win week one to save his ass. And Dabo Sweeney loves losing big time games. These are just two has-been football programs that won championships a couple years ago, but they haven't done jack all since then. This will be game of the weekend, and we need points, 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 points.
I like how he calls two top 10 teams just washed, just programs dead on the side of the road. But hey, they'll probably score a lot of points. I hope it's a point of palooza for you, Mike Marr. There, it's in. Over 57.5 points.
By the way, is Caitlin Clark done? Like, is she just not going to play this year? Are they shutting her down?
What am I,
is
her doctor? How would I know her,
I don't know.
Her health status?
Just trying to see if I can maybe throw a fever bet, you know, into the parlay. Is she still out? She's still out, right?
I think so, yeah.
You're probably going to get a fever before Caitlin
and Cunningham's
plays
out
for
the year.
So hey, Drab just chastised me for asking about WNBA. He says, be a man and bet football this weekend.
Right. You know what? I kind of like it, Drab.
I don't know who to bet
you should,
on.
You should do that all summer to screw around and do your ladies' picks, Valdez.
No more?
It's time for the boys.
I'm hitting 3-1.
You know
what? It's time
to put your football pants on, Valdez.
I'm hitting 3-1 sillies.
I'm with you, Drab.
Put your shoulder pads on, Valdez.
Yeah.
All right, stay back there. Let's see what Valdez does.
I'm going to get the action started tonight.
Ooh.
All right. I hate laying points on the road, so I'm going to take Auburn money line. I guess I'm a believer in Jackson Arnold, and I think from what I've been reading, Auburn's receiving core, they hit the portal. They got some big ones, and Baylor's pass defense is supposed to be suspect this year, so I'm going to take Auburn on the road money line. I think it's minus 130.
Yes, I have minus 128, but basically the same.
All right.
All right, you're in. You got it.
Is that good enough, Drab?
That's a manly enough pick. You manned up.
I know Auburn went out and got Eric Singleton from Georgia Tech. That kid's a stud. All right, stay back there, Drabby.
All right, old school Catholics versus convicts game Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium, Miami. 2.5-point spread for the Irish. I think Miami's people are sleeping on the Hurricanes a little bit. They're going to run the ball a lot, even though they got Carson Beck. I don't trust CJ Carr in his first start in a tough atmosphere in a big time game. I don't know if Miami has enough to win the game, but I think this is going to be under 50 points easy, probably like 20 to 17, something like that. It's going to be low scoring. So give me the under in Notre Dame Miami Sunday. In my Hard Rock.
So you got the under in Canes and Irish Catholic versus convicts. All right. Let me get that, and we will put that in the mix.
I can't find anything I like. Because if you don't do something plus, everyone just thinks you're a loser. Like, no one likes it.
All right.
By the way, so far, every number on the board is a minus number.
Really?
All right. Well,
you guys are all doing
so
big
far,
faves.
I got a plus number.
Not big faves,
slightly
but they're
plus.
All minus so far.
I got a plus number. I was going to go Lenora Sellers over 57.5 rushing yards for South Carolina.
Couldn't get it in.
But, we can get it in.
Oh, okay.
But they are playing Virginia Tech, so a lot of the Virginia listeners won't be able to get it. Anyway, Penn State's going to play Nevada home opener tomorrow, and Nick Singleton is a stud for them. They've got two stud running backs, he and Catron Allen. Singleton had over 1,000 yards last year, so did Allen. I like Nick Singleton. I think they're going to put up a lot of points, especially first half. And Singleton probably won't see much in the second half or the fourth quarter. But I like Singleton to score two touchdowns at plus 125 for Penn State.
You know that, again, reminder, none of the Virginia people can do player prop bets. You're in D.C. That's why it's showing up.
Right.
Well, are you going to place it in D.C.?
I'm placing it in D.C. proper.
90% of our listeners live in...
So they'll just skip that part.
All right. I'm going to have to pivot again then.
All right, you can just do it. It's up to you.
I think EB's right. You can do it, and then they just go with a 6-game parlay versus a 7.
I can take another one, though.
Right.
All right, but EB, you're going to have to go first.
All right, I'll go... I don't give a crap about it. I actually think this is a loser, but I'm going to take it because it's plus. I'll take the transfer quarterback from Liberty in Colorado, plus 146.
Salter?
Yeah.
To do what?
No, I'm just taking the team. I'm just taking Colorado.
Oh, you're just taking Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado money line?
Yes.
Is that game tonight or tomorrow?
That game's tonight.
7:30, I think, tonight. So I'll take Colorado plus 146. I actually think it's a loser. I actually think they're going to lose.
But it's Vegas.
but it's plus money, and it's kind of close. So maybe we could shock the world.
Right, you know
the transfer quarterback.
Hold on.
Silly.
I don't. If you think it's going to lose,
I don't understand. Plus money. I'm trying.
I don't
to
want
one.
You to find anything plus money. I want you to find something that you think is going to win.
All right, Georgia Tech -178. I think they're going to win.
He just flipped.
All right.
So Georgia Tech money line.
Georgia Tech is in.
Yes, I think Georgia Tech is going to win.
Why do you think they're going to win?
Because I think Colorado's probably fraudulent without my boy Shador. I think
Deion, Shiloh, don't forget he's not there either.
I think Deion's going to miss him.
How about Travis Hunter?
Well, that hurts too.
That's a big one too.
He played on both sides.
It's pretty big loss.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so I'm in Georgia Tech -178.
All right.
That's actually what I think's going to happen.
All right, you're in.
All right, Cakesy.
All right, we're going to go to the epicenter of the college football universe this weekend, College Park, Maryland.
Oh.
And we're going to take the Terps laying 14.5 against Florida Atlantic. Look, the Terps had a rough year last year, but you know what they do well? They beat up on non-conference patsies in week one. They've won 13 straight non-conference openers. They're going to do the same. The half point scares me a little bit, but I'm riding with it. Terps laying 14.5. That's a minus 108 number. That is on the parlay officially.
All right. Let's go to Annapolis, Maryland. Actually, can't do this either because they're playing VMI. Oh, my God.
Can you, Jason,
can you find
not
a bet that works?
Find a bet.
Can you just give us a mainstream
play? All right,
you know
what? I'm going to take Tennessee, lay the 13.5 at home. They play Syracuse tomorrow, home opener. I'm going to take Tennessee, lay the 13.5.
All right. That one works.
And that's minus. That's, you know, basically even money.
All right, here we go. There's a lot of picks here. Got Maryland laying 14.5.
Yeah, but we got a lot of faves, though, right?
Oh, a lot of favorites. Over 57.5 in the matchup between two Wash teams, according to Mike Marr, and LSU Clemson. Texas, Ohio State. JP's got Texas plus 1.5. Auburn, money line, under 49.5 in Canes. Notre Dame, Georgia Tech money line, Tennessee laying 13.5, a $10 wager. Oh, this is gross. Wins $659.31.
Hey, we need to be sized for $100.
$650.
I'll take that.
How about we get a win? It's been a long time.
I mean, it's almost not even worth
it. When's the last time we won a parlay?
It's been quite a while.
$100? Give me $100.
It's been quite a while.
Give me $100.
Seriously.
Expect $100. I'll take it.
All right. There's your bet. It's
all
in.
Right. All right. If you missed it, it's up at Junks Radio. I'll put it up on our Instagram as well. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.